We hear in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shalish Legolem, the Chiyav Achroze is three Legolem, Acher HaRegol HaAchen Shiva Yome. After the last Regol is Achroze of 7 days, the Shiyelech Lebeisa Shloishem, V'yachzer shloisha v'yachiz yeimecha. So where there's a 7 day period after the last regal, that a person who finds out that there be machiz aveidus will go home 3 days to see if he's missing such an article, if he's missing something, will come back in 3 days and will be machiz the 7th day, that he lost this article, and I'll give the simonim. Like the Gemara, Oremino, we learned in Mesechtes Tainis, Bishloishe b'malcheshven shoyelim es akshomim. The zman of shaylis kshomim, the same talamoto, is 3 days in malcheshven. And Gamliel loymer b'zayin boy, it's 7 days in malcheshven. And what is the inyan of Zayin Ma'cheshvim? Shuhu tes vav yoyim achar achag. It's 15 days after the end of Sukkot. Kedei shi yegiya achayin sheberet Yisrael in the harpos. So the person who lives furthest away from Yerushalayim, he should be able to reach Nahal Pros. It's a 15-day journey. So, Mamela, we did not want to be misfollow for Kshomim, and the Oile Regal should be caught in the rain going back after Sukkis. So they waited 15 days after the Yontav of Sukkis ended, to make sure that the last of the Oile Regolim arrived home, and then we must follow Folk Shomim. So we see that there's a 15-day distance from Yerushalayim to the end of Eretz Yisrael, the Tzatzofen of Eretz Yisrael. And in our Mishnah it says there's a 3-day distance. Omar Rav Yosef Loikashe. So Rav Yosef said it's not schwer. Kan b'migdosh chishen, kan b'migdosh shein. It matters which Beis HaMikdash you're speaking about. B'migdosh chishen, the nefishe Yisrael tuve, there were a lot of Yidin. T'chsibu hu Yehuda v'Yisrael rabim kechel asher alayom l'roi. There was a lot of Yidin. Be'in and Kulahai, so Klal Yisrael was spread out over Gantz Eretz Yisrael. So that is true. So for the last, for the Yid who lived in the furthest Mokim from the Beis HaMikdash, it would be a 15-day journey to arrive home. B'mikdash Sheini, D'loy Nefishi Yisrael Tuk. And by the second Beis HaMikdash, there weren't too many Yidin in Eretz Yisrael. L'chsibu kol ha'kol ke'echod, the whole kehillah that they came back, arba riboy alofim shloish meis v'shishim. So it's only a small amount of Yidin. So Poshet, Rabbi Yosef understood, so they were concentrated, they lived close to the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, the furthest yid to reach home would take 3 days. Therefore, there's not such a great distance. So therefore, in our Mishnah it says that it takes 3 days from the Beis HaMikdash to reach home. 3 days to come back. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye asked, Boksiv, Vayeshvu hakahanim, balevim, vameshoyrerim, vashayorim, vachol Yisrael, ba'orehem, that they fact that there was a small amount of Yidden, but they did not change their Mokim Direb. They lived Ba'orayim, that means in the same Orim, that they lived in the Bishas, in the first Beis HaMikdash, they lived in the second Beis HaMikdash also. So they weren't concentrated around the Beis HaMikdash, they were spread out. The Kivin, the Hochihu, so since in the second Beis HaMikdash they also were spread out, so to differentiate and say you need 15, you wanted to say you need 15 by the first Beis HaMikdash and 3 by the second, it's Ipche Mistavre, the Svar is Fakert. Mikdash Rishon, the Nefishi Yisrael Tuve, by the first Beis HaMikdash. There were a lot of Yidden. The Matzvis Alme means people were together. There was a lot of people together. Umishtakri Shairose the Ozli Bein Bimome Bein Belelio. And there were Shayores, there were caravans that since it was so well populated, there weren't deserted roads, there were thousands and thousands of Yidden. So there were Shayores that traveled by day and by night. So we don't need such a long amount of time in order to go back home. We'll see in Tosfos how we'll whittle it down to 3 days. Mikdashani loy nefishi Yisrael tude. Second Beis HaMikdash, that there weren't too many Yidden. Blei Matzvah Salman, there weren't too many Yidden together. Blei Mishtakri, Shairosa, Blei Ozli, there weren't too many Shairos till you found the caravan. Blei Ozli, maybe a moment, maybe a and the caravans that did go did not travel by day and by night. The oifen of transportation was very slow. Then, ba'inin kulahai. So then you need a much larger shear. So that what it says in the Mishnah. In Mesechtes Tainis, that they started with Mespalo Fokshomim after 15 days, that was by the Bayesheni, because by the Bayesheni it took 15 days for the Eden to arrive back home. Ibchem Estavre. He says, you're making a chilek that by the Bayesheni there's a shorter zman. Ibchem Estavre. Before we see the Cheshbonis, but L'chere, it's shver. We say that by the Bayesheni, the distance was much longer. I mean, our Mishnah that says, "Kdei sheyelech lebeisa shloisha v'yachzer shloisha," it's not mistaver that our Mishnah is not speaking about the Bayesheni, because the Tanoim, Amei Rav Yudu Zicher, by the Bayesheni, perhaps according to Abaye, that means the shiurim of Ashavas Abeide were made by the Bayis Rishon, and their take was sufficient 3 days to get back home and 3 days to come back. By the Bayis Sheni, they didn't change the shiurim. The Gabi, the Bakoshis, the Saint Alamot, Lebroche, they should start being shoyl and kshomim 15 days after Sukkot to take into consideration the rains will inconvenience the people who are rechokim Yerushalayim to come back home. Rabbi Omar, loishna b'mikdash rishen, loishna b'mikdash sheni, לא יטריחו רבונון בעבי דה יסר מדי. that Chazal, when I'm a triach, I show the Savay the Yais and Midai, and we don't make Rishboines. I triach or Rabbonam Bavay the Yais and Midai. I mean, the fellow who said, Bemigdash Rishon also there was a larger distance, but like, Tricho Rabbonam Bavay the Yais and Midai. My chavrusa, Yehne Kenta asked, so it would seem that the din of Achroze is a darabonon. So leitrichu rabonon bavei de yaisem bidai, they said 3 days is sufficient. I saw Natar Shmur, he brings down from the Kiryas Sefer, Chedushi Yorim, that the din achrozes are the raisa de kedin. Chedushi Yorim learns it out from Lesucha Lisalem, as I said in Targum Yenis and Benazil also. Targum Yenis and Benazil says that, he says Pshat in Lesucha Lisalem, Leslach Rishus Lekaso Minei Achris Alo Vesadrine. So it's a Veraise. So what Pshat Leitrichu Rabbono? So perhaps we could say Al Kaponim on this Gemara that could be the Din Vihira Machloikis the zman of the chiyuv achrozah, how long one is mechuyev to be machriz. So we have machlokes, Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was machmer and said, sholosh regolim. So, ba'acher haregel, zayin yomim. So it could very well be that minatoyre, if we will say the chiyuv achroz is minatoyre, so it could be sholish regolim is sufficient. Emerson the Shit Mekabetzer speaks out, why do you need even sholish regolim? By the first regal, everyone came, so the achroz, by the first regal should be sufficient. So the Shita says, maybe a person was sick, he was unable to come. Abon kaponim sholish regolim mistome, took into consideration that in Sholosh Regolim all Yidden were there and would find out that the Achroze was sufficient to inform Ganz Klal Yisrael of the Aveda that was found. Could be this Inyan that they were Moisif after the Sholosh Regolim another 7 days, could be this was at the Rabbanu Dike Hisofet. So, and this Rabbonon de Kaisofe, so Rabbi said, Leitrichu Rabbonon Yoisamidai, Leitrichu Rabbonon Bavei de Yoisamidai. Could be the 7 day Yoisofe is at the Rabbonon, but could be the Sholosh Regolim is Taka Adiraisim. Gavuch, I couldn't be Mavair clearly, the Achroz of the Sholosh Regolim, exactly when were they machers? In Yontav, it's not Mestava, they were machers, the Avedis. So they Mestava, they had something better to do on Yontav. Chalamoyit, what did they do? Shavuos. Shavuos. Meitzoy Shavuos. Yisro Chagdes, Dini Tashlumim, but that's called Sholosh Regolim. I don't know if that would be called Sholosh Regolim. There's a din line, Meitzoy Yontav Shavuos, Mestava, everyone was there, but I don't know if that's called Sholosh Regolim. Of Al Kaponim, it was Azman of Sholosh Regolim, and afterwards Azman of Shivas Yomim. Let us see Rashi. Zit Rashi, Kadeshi Yagia, Beloyat Bikuak Shomim, Al Makula Hai Beinen. Mas Nisan Tony Shloisha, the Mishnah said in 3 days he can get back home. So the Gemara says, so for Rabbi Yosef wanted to say, by the Bayesheni, there was a smaller amount of Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael, so there was a smaller distance that it took to get back home. So the Gemara says, it's irrelevant. Even though there was only a small amount of Eden, it was spread out in all the previous cities. So since it was that way, so Ibrahim Mustafa the Cheshbin, to make a smaller amount of time, it's more Mustafa in the first place, I mean, to make a small amount of time. The mitzvah's alma, tzavis yeshloi, is this company, toivim ashnayim. Yeah. Let us see toisvis, chamisha osoya. So the Gemara says that was a journey of 15 days. It took from the Beis Hamikdash to Nahar Pos. Vim taima afek toises v'le Eretz Yisrael hi arba meyis parsa al arba meyis parsa. U mahalach odam beinini hava asore parsois b'yoim. If the distance is 400 parsa by 400 parsa, and a person can walk 10 parsa a day, yeah. So it's a distance of 40 days. So Taisvis asks, now Yerushalayim in a yardim should trum Eretz Yisrael, from Yerushalayim to the yardim, is mahalach yom echad kedisa bebeir. Nisha mitzad echad lamed tes yomim. So al kochach, the distance from Yerushalayim to the opposite direction is 39 days. So why was it sufficient? 15 days. Here the Gemara says it's 15 days. Sufficient 15 days. Other Rishonim say at Eretz that Mahalach Odom Beinin Yasor Parsois B'yom is if he walks. But if you with Susim and Shayoris and those, doesn't have to take so long. V'yeshlaim Esotaisi says HaMachudish Teket Eretz V'im Kromim V'yorim Hoya Arba Meis Parse. So the Maram says Pshat and Toisvis, Apeladik Pshat, that the furthest distance where people lived, there was a radius the most of 15 days. The radius of 15 days. So Toisvis says that either should be 39 days, because if there's one day to the Yarden, so the opposite direction should be 39 days. So that's true. It was 15 days where people lived, and the rest of the area was with Kromim and Yorim. That means no, that by the borders of the borders of Eretz Yisrael on the other side, the borders were Mole, Kromim and Yorim, but the living area was a radius of 15 days, not more. So, Amir the Kechidish, the Maram says, so it comes out that a person lived on, I mean, they had to travel all the way to, for the Kromim and Yorim. So the Kromim and Yorim were not between the cities, they were all the way on the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Like, Inon Kulei Hai. So, the Abaye said, Ibchem Mistavre, that when there is a lot of Eden, a lot of Shayores, so you don't need too much. Visagi betlosa yoime. So in Mele, there's a lot of betlosa yoime. Vim taima, faktaisvez. Zayin yom im machtze tzorich, tahayinu chatzi shaltes mo'avyoi. That means the distance is 15 days. You say with the shayor esolchem b'yayim of a layla, so fine, 7.5 days. But al kaponim, how did you whittle it down to, you say the bizman of the bayis rishon was sufficient 3 days? The cheshbon of 15 days is when it's not shchir shegos. Vein hoylech b'layla, and they didn't travel at night. Gam kolayim einer, they didn't travel a full day. Lepish lo yimotzei molin ver. If you had to find a place where to stop off, so they didn't travel a full day either. So that was a cheshbon of 15 days. But if you're constantly traveling, so then you can make it in 3 days. Omar Ravine, Shma Minot, he machis, glima machis. That when the person was machis, what he found, he specifically said what he found. He found the glima. The Isal Kedaitach Avedosa Machitz, if he said I found an Aveda, Beine Lemitzel Lechad Yoyme Leyune Bemone, that means if he knows that Genesis he found a shirt, so a person just came home, he just went to the shirt closet, he looked if he knew he had 7 shirts, so he counted over the shirts, and then he could go back. But if he said Avedosa Machis, so now he found an Aveda, so people went back, they had to go through whatever they possessed. Aveda Machis, he went to the Techmen. So, Akaponim Yishigimim Adei, Bina Lemitve Leichad Yoyme Leyune Bemone, you should be Ma'ayim in his Kalim, in his, to find out if he's missing anything. El Shmami No, Glima Machis, Shmami No. Rava Omar, afilu teim aveidos amachis, afilu is machis and aveide. Again, leitricho rabonem baveide yeis midai. You're right, it's not, we have to understand, we can't satisfy everyone, and there's zicha people that this man is not too long enough to make an inventory to find out what they lost, but al kaponim leitricho rabonim baveide yeis midai. Zot the Gemara baita, tana rabonim, regel rishen oimer regel rishen. This person was machiz, the first regel, he said this is the regel rishen. No, regel rishen, so then they knew that it's not, they don't have to go back home now. We're by the next regel. We'll already take inventory of what we're missing. Regel sheini oimer regel sheini. Regel shlishi oimer stam. The regel shlishi didn't say which regel this is. Frek de gemore v'amai leimo regel shlishi. Let him say this is the third regel. So the gemore says, no, leosi lechlufi b'sheini. That means we have to understand, there was a lot of people there and they were calling out and it was noisy and if he would say, regel shlishi, so someone maybe, what did he say? He said, shayni, he didn't say. So Mamela would get confusing, so he didn't say anything. If he didn't say anything, so that was telling the Olam that it's now or never. In fact, the Gemara, the Roy also lechlufi b'shein. So then they knew it was the Shlishi. She didn't say anything. Sheini nami osi lechlufi b'rishin. In fact, the Gemara, so by the if you're afraid that people will not hear well and they'll mistake that, they'll get a mistaken interpretation, they'll think he's saying the shlishi, they'll say, said sheini, so sheini, they might think you made shlishi. So the Gemara says, so ka'osi regel shlishi, I feel like they'll make a mistake, it's echnish gefelach, but, lemaise, there is another regel yet to come, so kaponim, they have this leeway to have another regel. What does Rashi say? Regel Rishen Shehu Machris Oime Bachazosi Zehu Regel Rishen Shelo Lahatriyach Es Oibed Lachze. They should go back now. This is the first regel. Shiyom Regel Sheini Yarla Regel Unobiyoyla Regel V'yitain Simoneh. Give the simonim of his Aved. Shlishi Oime Ostam Aved Amatzosi Vein Oime Is a Regel Hulim Tziyosa. He'll understand if nothing is said. Shezeu regel achain, this is the last regel. Ose lachlufi b'sheini, shemi yeshu sover, sh'oma regel sheini. Zot the Gemara weiter. Tone rabono. Borishaine kol mi shemotza aveide o yemaches ala shloish regel. Acher regel achrein shiva yomim, kdei sheyelech shloisha v'yachso yemech. That was when we heard a Beis Hamikdash. V'shechorav Beis Hamikdash, when the Beis Hamikdash became chorav. Sheyibone v'meiro v'yomeinu, hiskinu shimachizim v'botik nesiyiz v'botim mitroshis. So then there was a takone, shimachizim bebotit nesis, bebotim midroshes. Misherobu ha'anosim, but later, when it became, it was a ribu yabanosim, hiskinu shimaydin lishchenov ulamiyudov vidayon. May misherobu ha'anosim da'omri yabeidos olamalke. That they said that the Aveda belongs to the Melech. So then we didn't want to publicize that an Aveda was found because the Melech gets it. So Mamela, then they only were Medil Ishchenov Lumiyudov. It is very interesting. After the Chuban Abayis, Iskinu shimachizim babotik nesiyis babotim midroshes. I saw in the Itzim of Roshi at Talmud that that means all the botik nesiyis babotim midroshes of the year. That means Shemar ha'ibid le'nimtza b'yisei b'yisaknesi shehichiz. I mean, according to Rameyer says, Yomachiz, Lishchenei, Amokim, Shenimtsosham. You only have to be Machiz in that Mokim. Rabbi Yehuda seemed to be afraid that we can't be toilet that only comes from this Mokim, maybe it came from Oivrei Drochem. So Memela, so Rabbi Yehuda said you have to be machiz in Yerushalayim when all Yidden come together. God, I saw something very interesting in Dibros Moshe. In Dibros Moshe, he says something very interesting that what Rabbi Yehuda holds, that you have to be machiz, Tvira Golem, is we're speaking about like this. He says, if it was found in Amokim that the Oivrei Regolem used to walk by, he says, then everyone agrees that you have to be machiz for the Oivrei Regolem. And we'll have later, we have there was an Evan Toyin Hoysev Yerushalayim. There was an Evan Toyin that used to be machiz in Yerushalayim. So, according to Rav Meir, this is the Kekashi, is according to Rav Meir holds, your machris shchenei, the shchenim of where the Aveda was found. You know, machris shalushal gomz. What was this Evan Toyin in Yerushalayim? There was such a thing, there was an Evan Toyin in Yerushalayim. What did Rav Meir do with this Evan Toyin? So Rav Meir says a very interesting thing, that it matters where it was found. And we're speaking about that it was found in Amokim that the rave of the Anoshim Kvuyim are not Oibrei drochim, they're not going to the Oilaregel. But there are some people that go in this neighborhood when the Oilaregel. So Rameya holds you don't have to be chayish for, it can be toiler that it came from the Anoshim Hakvuim B'mokim Hazeh. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you have to be afraid maybe it came from those Oiler Regolim. But he says if it was found in a place that was Meyuchat for Oiler Regolim, everyone agrees that you have to be chayish, it came for the Oiler Regolim, you have to be machish, sholish Regolim. And the Evan Atoyin was found in such a mokim. So now it comes out perhaps a little better if the whole Chiyav Achroza was for the Oilei Regolim. Now there's not Oilei Regolim, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Chiyav Achroza is perhaps all the Bati Knesiyas in the ear. So the Oivrei Drochim, you don't have Oilei Regolim anymore. So you have the Oivrei Drochim in the ear, if not in the Shchune, so that is the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Machrizen, in all the shuls and all the bottom midrashes of the ear. So in Shorim Mitzion and Balochi brings down that if you advertise in a newspaper, that's also sufficient. So he brings Lady found that she was some sefer that says like that was the minute they used to advertise in a newspaper. That was perhaps more efficient than the Yumachis and the Botik Sis, the Botim Midroshes, is a Hiskinu, a Takona. Again, we have to, if there's a Daraisa Dike Chiva Vachosa, what's the Hiskinu? Unless here it's, if we say that there's a Chiv to be Machis for Gans Klal Yisrael, according to Ramosha, it's not too bad. But you also have to know, so what's the derais of the kechiyah? There's a hiskinu over here. Unless it's moshon ha-kosub le-chachomim. The chiyah v'achos is mid-deraisa, but the oifen achos, that's moshon le-chachomim, and that we can say hiskinu. Yisharobu anosim, dome abidosa le-malke, so then, Yoni, Maidil, Shreinov, Olam Yudov. The Ramach and the Shita says, Shreinov, Shreine, Hamokim, and Nimtzaboy. So then we have to know if there's still a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya, Misharobu Anosa. Ahu Barnash, no, Rabbi Ami, Ashkech, Udaya, the Dinri. Rabbi Ami found a Keli, full of Zehuvim. Chosi Yahu Barnash, a person we have on the side of Barim or a goy, saw the Komirtis that he was trembling. He found himself a keli full of gold pieces. He was trembling. Omalei Zihu Shkele Nafshach, so this guy told him he could take it to La Pasoy Anan. The Omri Aveidoso Lemalke. I'm not a parsoi. I won't snitch. I won't tell anybody. You take it. You've nothing but to worry about. A nice story. I was wondering why did Chazal record the story? What do we learn from this maise? Then I saw Rav Moshe in the Horus asks, he has a problem with this story. He says, what Pshat Rabami? You should say, Dini de Malchus Adina, what should you take it for yourself? There was a Din de Malchus said, Aveidosa la Malke, so, what Shat Rabami took it for himself. So he says, that Fakelt Rabami held that this halacha, since the whole Indian of Aveide is a Dovo Mikre, these are only rare instances people lose money, so it's not Mitzad dine de malchus edin, it's not oiskehalten that the malchus should make a loche, that if someone loses something, it belongs to the malchus. I mean, the malchus there's tolls and taxes and such things, fine. But this whole Indian is only from a rare occurrence that occurred, that someone lost something. So he says they were not entitled. They had no right to make such a takana. So Fakel, this Gemara is telling us that there's no din of din of Malchus Adine by this Xeris Malchus. Tana Rabbanon Evan Toyin Hoysa Birushalayim. With an Evan Toyin Birushalayim, Kol Mi Sha'avda Lo Yaveide, Nifna Lushon, whoever lost an Aveide went there, Bechol Mi Sha'moitza Aveide, Nifna Lushon, Ze Oymed Omachiz, Viz Oymed V'Noysen Simonim, V'Noytla, V'Zui She'Shoninu, So'u U'ru'u Im Nimches Evan HaToyin. Now we understand Pshat, a Mishnah in Tainis, that now understand Pshat. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, B'Zui, I do you the Dinri Klimali, Zohuvim, B'Zui Shishaninu, B'Meseches Tainis, B'Choyne Yamagul. Choyne Yamagul was Mispalo, that there was a drought, and he was mispalo for rain. And then it was raining, and it got pretty uncomfortable. The crop got very wet. So the people came to him and told him he should be mispalo if that it should stop raining. It's a shrek. It's very. So he told them, Tzu uru'u im nimches even toyim. So Rashi says, im nichses bikshomim, if it got covered, if this Evan Toyin, which was a huge stone, if it's covered bikshomim, shegavu akshomim lamayla imenu, if the rain is covering this stone, then yesh kshomim yaisamidai, then there's really too much rain, vespala lalayim sheyelechu. So Rashi's pshat is that Bemison is a cloud, ain't mispalulim al roif toivo. That means if the Rabbeinu Shalom is giving toive, and it's a broche, it's uncomfortable. So Mamela, you're not mispalul that the Rabbeinu Shalom should stop this. He's giving a toive, now it's difficult for you. If it's nimches even toyen, that means if the Evan Toyin is covered already, this is already, this is a flood level already. This is showing this is a very tall mokim. If this is covered, then we could be mispalu, because then it's not an inconvenience, then there's a danger involved. So then I can be mispalu that it should stop raining. That's how Rashi learns. Evan Toyin, Zuktoises Maforish Bishalmi, Kshem she'evin eine yecheila limchais, kach ein yecheila mispalo aroiv toive. So, the Yerushalmi learns pshat, nimches does not mean covered. Nimches means did it disintegrate. And he told them that just like a stone doesn't disintegrate, so you can't be mispalo aroiv toive. So memele, according to the Yerushalmi, If the etzem shomim is a toive, so you never misfollow. If you misfollow once, the Rabbi Shimon should bring shomim. You never misfollow that he should stop it. Even a toyin, very interesting lotion. Even a toyin, the Ben Yehuda wants to say. He says, from that heaven, there's a taina to the Rabbeinu Shloilom for Klal Yisrael. That the Rabbeinu Shloilom should be mekabetz, nitcha Yisrael, should be mekabel, poishe Yisrael, betshuve, because this is also a shavas haveide, bo ho'oivde mi'eretz Hashem, anidochem beretz mitzrayim. And this Evan is tiny, Rabbeinu Shalom. Look what Klal Yisrael did when there was a Beis HaMikdash. This was an Aveda of a Bosel Vedom. Yidin were matriach themselves. They brought the Aveda. Samir de Kizach. Vir Golem, they went and they brought the Aveda each time. He lost a Chamor, lost a Sus. They slept it. And they slept it to be Machiz. So this Evan, this Amokim that was toying, the Schusan shall Klal Yisrael, that Rabbeinu Shalom should be Meshiv, Klal Yisrael Lim Koyma. Zot the Mishnah Vaita, Omar Asa Veda, Vloy Omar Simonel. What if, so the Pashtis of the Mishnah is, that the person, Shluvin was Machriz, and Shimon said, it was a shirt, you found the shirt, you found the talus. But he didn't give the simonim. I'll tell you what you found. You found the shirt. And I lost the shirt. So that is not a sufficient birur that it is. God, I did find the shirt, but that's not a sufficient birur. You have to give simonim. Well, Ramai, if a person is a Ramai, afapisha omar simonel, lo yitin lo. Filo, he gave simonim, we will not trust a Ramai, shnema adroish ochicha oisoi, ashetit roish es ochicha im Ramai hu im eine Ramai. You have to see if he's a Ramai or not. Zog the Gemara, itmar, Rabbi Yehuda omar, aveidoso machis. Rabbi Yehuda says, when a person is machis, he says, I found an aveide. Rav Nachman Oma glima machis. Rav Nachman says, no, you don't say I found an aveide. You say what you found. Glima machis. Rav Yehuda Oma aveidoso machis. You machis, you found an aveide. The amrit glima machis, if you'll say glima machis, chayshinon l'ramoy, that's already, then we are playing into the hands of a Rami. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi, chayshinon l'ramoy. Shema shoma ho'ived mis'oinein ben shchenov talisi nevdo. The Rami heard that someone was mis'oinein, he lost his talis. And this Rami knows the simonim of the talus. He sees this Ovid wearing the talus every day. He knows the simonim. So that's all he has to hear. If he'll hear that this person will say, I found a talus, and then he'll put two and two together, he knows the Ovid lost the talus, and he knows God the simonim of the talis, yokum v'yitin simonel. Hilkach aveidosa machis. So the machis says, I found an aveide. So then the Ramai v'ine noisen leiv loyma talis hu avati v'ele simonel. That means, the dam is oivet aveide. Well, he says he found an aveide. I know I lost the talis. A Ramai, so to put two and two together, that this person found the talus that his friend lost, that he won't put two and two together. But if you're going to say you found the talus, that will ring a bell by a Ramai, and therefore we're playing into the hands of the Ramai. That is the svara of Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Nachman Oma Glima Machis. No, you say you found the talus. You're afraid, this might ring a bell by a Ramai. Dimkein ein ledovosayf. I got news for you. If they say aveda machis, you're also playing into the hands of the Ramai. That means if you want to prevent a Ramai by saying aveda machis, you're not preventing a Ramai. You can also, the Ramai could also chap from your achroze and say, if you found the talus, it's my talus. So therefore, it is preferable for the Ramai, we can't take care of a Ramai side by side. So Kaponim, let us help the Oivid get back his Aveda. So if you'll say, Glima Machis, so this he'll realize that you found the gleeman and he'll bring the simonim. What does Rashi say? Ein ledover say, Ashtanami masakadaite. That's what Rav Nachman said. He said, you'll say, Aveda, you also will put two and together. Vaiman will tell the soybidim, tell us, ishematsosa, eilu simonel. Fragte Gemore, Tanan, we learned in the Mishneh, Omar es Aveda, v'loyom es simonel. So Poshe Pshat is, that the Oivet says, I lost the talus, and you didn't give the simonim. Areza lo yitan lo. So you shouldn't give it back. Iam ripish loima aveidosa machis. If you say that, like Rabbi Yehuda, that is machis and aveidim. Iam ripish loima aveidosa machis. Or kemash malon. Even though this person said, he said, I found an avid. The other person says, well, I lost a talus. I found a talus. So the Mishnah tells us, but without simonim, le madrinim. Elo yamrit glima machis. But if you'll say, the way Rav Nachman says, that he so the Moitzi Aveda says Gleime, and the Macha says Gleime, so Tzricha Lameime. So you don't give it back to him. Tzricha Lameime kilo yomar simonim loy madrin alay. Omar Rav Saf. Lo'oilom Gleime Machis. Could be take Gleime Machis, like Nachman said. Omar iu glima, v'omar iu simonim. The other one said glima. Omar iu glima, v'omar iu simonim. The other one gave simonim take. Umay loy omar es simoneho. What does that mean? What's shot in the Mishnah? Omar saveide v'loy omar simoneho. I mean, to say the aveide, it's glima. Yenna said he found the glima. Yomar simonim mufokim dido. Did not say simonim mufokim, so Tosis before on Daf Chav Zayinim at base said Pshat na Gemara, he didn't say simonim mufokim means he didn't say afilu simonim beinanim. That means he said there was a white shirt, was a red shirt. So Mamele, so that's nothing. Yomar simonim means he did say simonim. But he did not say the proper simonim. He didn't say the proper simonim. So memela, you don't return it to him. Let's see what Rashi says. Yam b'shlem abeidos ha-machiz lo'y maskir shem ha-chefetz yitzrichtana la-shmina da'af agab da'ma'ay talas avati. Tzorech litain simone. But if you say that, lima machis, what's the chiddush on my bed of leoma sabinas? One says, no, he gave simonim, but he didn't give proper simonim. Yeah. Tono rabono. Mi barishoine kol mish obdolei aveide hoyenoisen simonim benoit. The beginning, if you gave proper simonim, you took it. Yisharobu haramoim. But when there became a multitude of ramoim, so hiskinu chazal meir atakone, shi'oimrim loy, tzei v'hovei eidim elav ramayat v'tu. Then, every person, we didn't give back with simonim anymore. He had to bring a raya that he's not a rama. He had to bring credentials. He had to bring eidim that he's not a rama. And without that, we would not give back we don't give back to anyone without bringing Edom and he's not a rabbi. The Shitas HaRosh is that if you gave a Simon Muvik, then you don't need Edom. A Simon Muvik is sufficient. But we're speaking about Simonim Beinonim, and that we will not believe a person unless he brings Edom that he's not a rabbi. Ki ho davua darav papi. The father of Rav Pope. Irches lechamro, he lost the chamor. Vashkechua, and they found the chamor. Also lekamei the rabbe baravune. They came to rabbe baravune. Omalei, so rabbe baravune told the father of Rav Pope, Zil Aisi Sadi the Lav Ramayat Vitu. I mean, this was, there was no exceptions. You're the father of Rav Pope Gesundheit. You have to bring a raya, but you're not a rama. Also, Aisi Sadi. So he brought Edom. Omaluhu, so Rabbe Baravune asked them, Yidisim Bey the Ramayu, do you know that he's a Ramay? Omrulay in? Yeah, we know. Hey, Omaluhu, so the father of Rapope told them, Anora Moano, I'm a Ramay, please. Omrulay, so they told them, Anan, Lav Ramay at Komrino. We mean you're not a Ramay. So there's a problem over here. There's two problems. We'll see in a minute. One problem is there's a problem of Kibin Shehigin. That means if Edom say Edis, they can't change their mind. So, Oma Rabbe Baravune Mistavra Leimaisi Inish Choyf Solenavshe. Mistome, a person would not bring Edom, which will testify against him. So Mustama, if he brought Edom, Mustama, he zicha knows that these Edom know that he's Elah. So they really meant to say that he's not a Rama. Let us first see Rashi. So Rashi, Omrelein, Kisvurin Shomalam Yedisim Bey, the Lav Ramayu, Shekach Hoyele Lishoyelam. That's what he should have asked them. So that's what they thought. That's what meant to ask. The Ben Yehuda says that the Takim Modne, how Rabbi Baravuna asked the Shaila, he asked them Yedisim by the Ramayu. So the Ben Yehuda wants to say, if you ask, if someone is a Ramai, you have that these people are made there to be a Pikeach. I mean, if they're not Pikrim, so, I mean, they'll say he's not a Ramai, because he's doing a very good job. He's fooling them, and you have to be a Pikeach to know if someone is a Ramai or not. So, Memele, he asked them with such a lotion, do you know that he's a Ramai? He wanted to see how smart they are. So they thought Yizicha must be making a mistake. So Mistami meant to ask, is he not a Ramai? So therefore they said, and that he's not a Ramai. That's what we said later. Omri anan lav Ramai at Komrino. That's what they said. So for Kelt, that showed that they were, that they, Amreis got the Asik, and they realized that Mistami, the question is not, is he a Ramai? Mistami, the question is if he's not a Ramai. So Mamela, so that's why he phrased the question in such an oifen. Let us see the Mishnah further. Kol dovo sha'oise va'oichel, something that is oise va'oichel, that means it is self-supporting, it can work, and the work that it does can, is enough to pay for its food. Is Yasev Yoichel. So let this animal work, and from the schiris will buy its food. V'dobo she'ein oise v'oichel, yimocher, something that is not self-supporting, so then it should be sold. Shenema v'ashi v'oisei loy, by a shavas aveda, it says you should return it. Re'ei heich tishivenu loy, see that you should be able to return it. That means if you're going to feed the animal, And so by the time the owner comes back, he'll give him back a bill of all the food you bought for the animal. So he's not getting back his animal. He's getting back a bill. So that is not a proper ashovet. So therefore, if I can, you should sell it. So we'll get Al Kaponim back. Ashovet will get back the value of his animal. Now, when he sells it, what happens with the money? Let us see what Rashi says. So then don't sell it. Im shol pile of miladoshi, shekolot am noich loy bibhemtoi. Everyone is happy to get back his previous behemah. Shekira boy, the behemah recognizes him. Kva velimdo lirtsoinoi, and he had taught her to do his rotzen. So Mamele Zicha would prefer to get back his behemoth. So what is the problem? There'll be a bill of all the food that was purchased to feed the behemoth. But since it does malachah, so it's self-supporting. So for Kelt, so that's the anhoge. Re'ei heich tishivenu loy, sheloy tachilenu chatzi domo, shimkein eizu ha-shavet, fichoch meforish bigmoret.